One by five. Piek the second, Gadale mate up the third, then the Conspirator SCB, followed by at the head of the others, Tukio, Tasani Tomso, Espiritu, Simply Ming, SCB, and Treat Me Like a Lady was last throughout. Hit a pearl the winner by Damien Brown. There goes up for joy at the half point. Our beaters, long odds on fair.
Could not be easier. We have the clue coming up for you in a minute. You ring 13 53 53 13 53 53, and Simon, I think you'll agree the clue this morning is very easy.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
flipped away,
now,
out by three, four from Rich Affair. Then came CC Sequalo, our BB, another slipper. It's interesting, the miners. Look at this. Look at this. Right, winning Rupert. He's about six or seven lengths in front. I'll be very interested in the time here. Lloyd rising to the line, sends him to the line, and winning Rupert by six and a half. From Deep Image, our BB, Rich Affair, Miss Kindlin, Rare Occurrence, another slipper. Then below, so Roses for Joy, Goldenar. CC Sequalo. Look at that. 17.97. He's 0.1 outside of Takeover Target's track record.
We're just about set for the first. Five listed, Jim.
Keep straight to the snakes. They're being third deep. That comes off the.
Mate, it can't get much easier on that, can you? I mean, this is like the Russell Veach program where we give you the answer.
Yeah. Yeah, the answer
Russell,
was it's pretty much there,
Russell,
isn't it?
Would be proud of us this morning. I never thought of that.
Has to keep on the outside, comes off the fence to challenge, but the leader's got a bit of a kick. In third spot was dispatched, so Invincible running on fairly, and then came Saxon Rock. Stitchcraft still in front. Owls to keep is leveling up. Stitchcraft the leader. Owls to keep on the outside. Challenge hit the lead, and Owls to keep, the favourite one, beat home Stitchcraft. A very good debut. Dispatch third, so Invincible fourth, then Saxon Rock a rest star, followed by Dreamwild. The future event, Guapo and Lunar Missile, in a brilliant gallop for the 2-year-old, 13.27.
That was Coogee.
I don't know.
How's to keep?
Okay, Rex from Bondi Beach, the answer, of course,
Jin goes up.
My true love.
Ten line of ninth lead,
so that was the answer. As I said, we gave you the answer. You can't get better than that to end the year on. It won't be that easy next week. We'll make it harder. Thank you, Rex from Bondi Beach, and a happy new year, everyone.
And a happy new year to you, Paul. Thank you very much, Paul. It's now 24 to 11. Time to take a look at harness racing at Park. With Michael Dummersley. Mick, good morning to you.
Good morning, Simon. How are we?
Yes, I'm not too bad, thanks. So we got a meeting on this evening at Parks for the first at 5:53, and a pretty solid program here.
Yes, yeah, Simon, Carnival of Cups action.
Ensure over, most important, got the gap, raced after Flamboyer, hit the lead, followed by Miss Covergirl, ninth Legion, too good to refuse, starting to zoom down the outside. Most important's off and gone, though, at the 100 metres. Too good to refuse in hot pursuit, running out of time, ran out of time. Most important being too good to refuse. They space the others. Miss Covergirl and ninth Legion were next. Then Flamboyer, Lucky Tom, Shoreham and Cool. Ring in 1:17.16. Another smashing time.
Here comes one of the shortest prices. Shinner
is out by the friend. But three
quarters. A pretty good race at Bathurst.
600 by three.
There, sorry. Behind Hey Porsche, and on that occasion, it just had to do a little bit of work, hit the line pretty strongly. I think from gate four tonight, Steve Turnbull will be nice and positive. We've seen on Wednesday night that Turnbull's absolutely dominated.
He's pulled out to make his run with Bodega Negra, and he still spots a tidy starter. So too does Man of His Word. Sweet Redemption tackled by Top Tone. Then Feltra, Cylinder Beach taking the turn to wind up. Top Tone, Sweet Redemption, Cylinder Beach on the outside. And look at Man of His Word. Boom, crash, straight through. Took the lead and won. Man of His Word burst through, beat Sweet Redemption, Cylinder Beach and Top Tone. Then Mr. Epic, followed by Frespignol, then Feltra, Be What You Want to Be, Bodega Negra in
1:34.34. Number 2 is the Cal Fletcher Ford Pace, a CA to C1. Nothing scratched
him around the turn, second line.
Another shorty to go around here in the Cal Fletcher Ford.
The west of the field on Bring Dream. Global Glamite.
I'm around. She's a very nice mare, Lucy Lamb. Was third first up from a very long spell. Comes out of the same race that our first selection came out of in Ponte Milvio behind Hey Porsche. She led on that occasion. She just was found wanting over the last little bit. She'll lead here, no doubt, again. And she's got a devastating turn of foot when she lets go, Lucy Lamb. She should be able to nearly put a gap in there, you'd think. The second will go with number
cutting
two.
The corner with I'm a Star. Wide of Samara Dancer. Fox Blaze weaved her way through. She's got over heel starting to come. Global Glamour being tackled by I Am a Star on the inside. I Am a Star and Global Glamour. Fox Blaze not there. Whispering Brook between the two leaders. It's Global Glamour, Whispering Brook, and I Am a Star. But Global Glamour gives Gay 1,000 guineas. She wins it from I Am a Star and Whispering Brook again third. Fox Blaze got motoring late. Don't know whether she handled the course really. They're followed by Harlow Gold. Sebring Dream making late ground. La Luna Ross a weakened out. And then came Smart Amelia, Samara Dancer. Miss Rock never a chance. Sort of like Leote from Paris with Love. And last to finish is Legless Bird. Global Glamour, the winner.
That was at Park that ran fourth behind.
Number three.
Dylan only been 2 metres and it was
number
really
three
to
win a Global Glamour, leading all the way for Karen McAvoy. And delivers Gay her first 1,000 guineas. She's had a couple of minor placings back a few years ago with Dan Glisser behind Shazoo in 99 and Haha beaten by Magical Miss in 2001. But this has been a brave performance from the front by Global Glamour, completing the Flight Stakes double. Six fillies have done it before today. The most recent was Guelph in 2013.
Be right in this race. For third, number seven, Barra Sullivan, the old war horse. He'll push through from the second line. He'll be up on the pace at some stage in the race. And for fourth, number two, go Scotty. My numbers here in race number three are 5 a special from 4, 7, and 2.
So 5 a good thing from 4, 7, 2 there in the third race. Over to race 4, this one's a CO only. And the one scratching's the emergency Mick, number 7, Lone Star Girl.
Yeah, an excellent race for Madeline's Castrol Gig Series final. All the horses in this race qualified on Wednesday night, so they're all on the quick backup. It's over the mile. I've come up with number 2 on top, Peggy's Legacy, just picking through the form from last Wednesday night heat. I think it was the best run. It ran quick time. I think it'll go straight to the top here from gate number 2, and she is a better horse on top. She came from behind last time out, which was unusual for her racing pattern. So if she finds the top here over the mile, it's a big plus at Parks, and she should have the jump on arrival. So number 2 on top for me here. For second, we'll go with number 4, race choice. Jake Davis, who's driving this horse and drove it in the heat, nearly got done for loitering. He went that slow first half of the race last time out at Parks. He did sprint up the lane quite quickly, though. He's right in this race. He's a very classy horse, so we'll put him in for second. For third, we'll go with number 10, Sunscreen. He'll be the one having the last crack, number 10. He'll get through the field nicely. We'll put him in for third. And for fourth, we'll go with number 3, the Oriflame. My numbers here in race 4 are 2, 4, 10, and 3.
2, 4, 10, 3 in the fourth. Race 5 will get the quaddie underway at 2 minutes to 8. It's the Langlands Hanlon Sprint, C4 to C6. And the scratchings are 3 Homestead Lad as well as 7 Virgil's Girl. And the Tab Fixed odds are up on this race. 11 Parramatta is 2.10, 4.80 for 1 Real Intentions, and $5.50 for 4 Modern Maestro.
Shortest price Parramatta's been in something in a while, but number 11 Parramatta, very short. But we will go with number 1 on top here, Real Intentions. This race, traditionally, leaders get home in, and they find the peg nice and early and can really run them along for this class of horse. I think Steve Turnbull will look to do this on Real Intentions. Last time out, it was running second behind Sally Fletcher, who's a very nice horse. That was at Menangle, 1:52.5. Now, if she brings that sort of form to the table here at Parks and she's able to lead, I think she'll take a lot of running down. She's a good price there with a fixed odd, so we're going to go with her number 1, Real Intentions. For second, we'll go with number 11, Parramatta. He is the class horse of the race. He made a demolition job of his rivals on Boxing Night at Bathurst. Just has to overcome that awkward draw from gate number 11. If he's able to do that, he's right in this race. We'll put him in as the danger. For third, we'll go with number 10, which is on call, Harry Flying, since joining the Paddy McCarthy camp. And for fourth, we'll go with number 9, Full On Boundary Road. My numbers here in the feature tonight are 1, 11, 10 and 9.
So 1, 11, 10 and 9 in race 5. Across to race 6, the Parks Leagues Club Golden Bar 3-year-old pace. And the one scratching here is number 8, Tulhurst Santana.
Yeah, a very even race here for the Golden Barrow. A little bit disappointing on numbers, but a very good race. We will go with number 6 on top, though, which is Pump the Brakes. This one comes from the Amanda Turnbull camp. She dominates when she comes here to Parks, Amanda, and this race looks to be no different. She'll push forward here, I think, from gate number 6. A very good second last time out behind Alpine Stride, this horse. Before that was a good winner. I think he's just a nice bread-and-butter horse, Pump the Brakes. It'll go through his grade, and he should be right up to the mark for this race. For second, we will go with number 1. Not a bad move from the Nathan Turnbull camp. First up from a spell, has trialled okay in a preparation for this. Last time we seen him, he was fourth behind Esperance at Bathurst, and he's had a spell, trialled all right, so in for second. For third, we'll go with number 2, Dotto's Knight. He's a nice horse, Dotto's Knight. He's working his way through his grades. He's third up from a spell tonight, should be ready to produce. And for fourth, we'll go with number 5, which is Joe Star of Mia. My numbers here in race number 6 are 6, 1, 2, and 5.
6.25 in race 6. Race 7, there's the Lachlan Valley Veterinary Clinic local pace. And no scratchings here, Mick. 10 to line up.
Yeah, a race for the locals, and it's a very, very even race. I have gone with number 7 on top, though, Miss Kenny. She is first up from a spell, but before going for a spell, she was flying. She joins the Jeffrey Brown camp. David Morris has come up for 3 drives tonight, this being one of them. I think this might have been the primary one that he did come up for and has picked up a couple others. So with that sort of confidence, David Morris coming up, I have to tip at number 7, Miss Kenny. She does present well into this race. If she's fit enough first up, I think she'll get the job done. For second, we'll go with number 5, the stablemate to Miss Kenny, Girl of the Glen. Was a good winner boxing night at Dubbo. Led them a merry dance on that occasion. They never got anywhere near her. She won quite well. She'll push forward here from gate number 5, no doubt. Brownie only knows one way, and that's to go forward. So we'll put it in for second. For third, we'll go with number 4. Sunny Orlando has trialled all right in preparation for this. First up from a spell, he's ready to put in a forward showing. And for fourth, number 1 out at Crosscar. My numbers here in race 7 are 7, 5, 4 and 1.
7, 5, 4, 1. And race 8 is the Telescope Tyres Pakes, a CO to C1. Take out number 4408.
Yeah, to wrap things up tonight, and on a night that looks to be Turnbull dominated, we have to tip him here in the last big heart. Steve to take the drive here, Steve Turnbull. He trains this horse. Was a winner at Parks 3 starts ago. On that occasion, Nathan Turnbull never even moved in the gig. I think he does more work in his lounge chair at home watching TV. So he went enormous on that occasion. Big heart. Gone down and raced against some nice horses since that race. He will push forward here from gate number 2, and with the scratching of 408, it just opens this race right up for him. For second, we'll go with number 8. Maybe She's Perfect, the Canberra visitor. Should be able to push through here well from the second line, get a nice cart, and be hitting the line strongly. For third, number 9, which is Midnight Bender, was a winner at Park 4 starts ago, and should be ready to produce some more form. And for fourth, number 3, which is Blue Chip Memories. My numbers here in the lucky last are 2, 8, 9 and 3.
2, 8, 9 and 3 in the last. And so just recapping, the best tonight was race 3, number 5, written in red.
Yeah, race 3, number 5, and if you're looking to have a bet in all the races, just follow the red, blue, and the red and the blue of the Turnbulls. They have a very, very good hand tonight with their stable connection. So I think it's a great night at Parks tonight, and the Turnbulls should be having a big night. That's my tip for the night.
Thanks, Mick. All the best for the new year.
Thanks, Simon.
Michael Dummersley there. Now, Tim Newbold will be up in just a tick to preview Richmond Greyhound Racing. At the start, Tekapua, their second, is due in 2.5 minutes. 7, Dream Dancer, is at $3.90. 14, Corakanui, $6.90. $8.80 for 5 for boat 6, Danny Whizbang. And 15, La Bellarossa, with a couple of minutes to bet.
Sky Sports Radio brings you the best in New South Wales racing.
Every morning at 10, get the lowdown on the Beecher New South Wales race meeting.
And on Wednesdays, Paul Joyce and Ray Thomas preview the main midweek meeting. Racing HQ.
Every morning at 10 on Sky Sports Radio.
Got that sick feeling just thinking about how much money you owe? No money to enjoy life? If this sounds like you, then you should give Capital Debt Solutions a call for a confidential chat about combining your unsecured debts into just one weekly repayment tailored to your budget. That's a solution working for you. Focus on a debt-free future. You deserve it. Capital Debt Solutions. Solutions for your financial freedom. 1300 107 155 or capitaldebtsolutions.com.au.
If you love a bet, then we bet you'll love a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Canterbury Saturday and a $25,000 Big Six jackpot at Royal Randwick this Monday. Now you can cheer on your Big Six by watching all races live on the Tab app. So place a bet you'll never forget on your Tab app, online at tab.com.au or at your local Tab today. Tab, we love a bet. Gamble responsibly.
Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ.
Racing HQ.
Everything you need for a winning day.
Greyhound Racing tonight in New South Wales at Richmond. Tim Newbold, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Simon. Wentworth Park and Richmond swapping tonight due to all the fireworks in the city for New Year's Eve. So Richmond has got, or is holding centre stage in New South Wales tonight.
And they're starting to load up at Tekapua, but we'll take a look at the first at Richmond, Tim. It's due to jump at 28 minutes after 7, and to Maiden, where the reserves have come out.
Number 6, Dolly's Lad on top here. He's a newcomer who has tried in pretty good fashion in preparation for his debut. He only needs to run up to his trials to go very, very close here. He's found a very quiet maiden race to kick off his career, and he will go very close. Number 6, Dolly's Lad. To beat number 2, Eli Starlight, who lacks genuine pace but is strong at the end. Then number 3, Iona White Flash, solid effort at his most recent run, and then throw in 7, Could Get Ugly. 6, 2, 3 and 7 in the open.
So 6-2-3-7 there in race one. Well, we might head to New Zealand here. That's these last couple to get set. Dream Dancer is at 4:30. Korakanui 5:40. And Danny Whizbang, $7.30.
Goes Tuku. Oh, we're about to go in. He just won at the last moment. And to the outside still is Danny Whizbang. So both having a decent old look at the structure before they go in, and beware, 5-year-old and debut just hanging around at the back as well. Favourite, Dream Dancer, drawn gate 2, Korakanui drawn down on the inside.
Wondercard.
Starter Brian Clement is on his platform, just to wait, beware now, to go into the extreme outside gate. Gate 14 for this. They start at the 1480 on the bend out of the straight. So field is locked away, and we've got one or two through the front by the looks. Katie and Marie and also Sylvester have gone through the front here. Quickly under control though, so no harm done. We've got a few now.
Yeah, we will.
So we might have some delay here. We've got a few that have gone through the front of the stalls here. As we head back to you, Bevan, strange occurrences there with about 3 or 4 coming out the front.
All right. Is that all right, Ryan?
Yeah. Righto, so I'll hold up there at Tekapua. We'll head back to the Richmond preview with Tim Newbold. And, Tim, we're down to race number 2. This one's got a couple of scratchings. One, Asa Express is out with number 10, Magic Senorita.
Yeah, Goulburn to Richmond final, and a little hard to line up for because a couple of the main runners are debuting at Richmond. I've got to go with 6. Listen Up Jessie is shooting for 4 on the trot. She's only lightly raised, but she's been really good winning at Goulburn. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got plenty of early dash to overcome the tricky 6 alley. To beat number 5, Blaney Opal, who's shooting for 5 on the bounce. She's won 5 out of 14 throughout her career, and she's got similar traits. She's a brilliant beginner with plenty of early dash as well. Whichever lead out of that pair, I think, will get the money. Then number 4, Ocean Realm, has experience at Wentworth Park at Richmond, so he goes in, and then throwing number 8, Kalimba Jazz. 6-5-4-8 race 2.
6-5-4-8 in the second. Now the third race is a 400-metre maiden. Scratchings are 5 Angel Aunt, 6 Your Mum, and 10 Zookeeper. The reserve here, Flash Toff, to jump from box 6.
Number 1, Anika's Charm, won't find too many easier maidens than what she's found tonight. She's finished in the money in 3 or 4 runs. She's knocking on the door. From that inside alley, she should begin well, punch for the early lead, and she'll go really close. Number 1, Anika's Charm. To beat 2, Top of Miss, who's got the early pace to be competitive. Then number 4, Top of Soho, and throw in 7, Bellavet. 1 does look a good thing to beat 2, 4, and 7, but she'll be at a skinny quote.
Okay, 1 Anika's Charm there from 2, 4, 7. Race 4 is... on that is at 8:31. Now, this one's over the 5.35 and the reserves come out.
Number one, DDK on top here. She's been racing really well in a bit tougher company. She's got the early dash to drive through, take control through the first corner and run her rivals into the ground. To beat seven, Triple Crown B, who's a consistent greyhound, one run at the track and trip, and she finished runner-up. She can only improve from that. Then number five, Winston Toby, and throw in six, Noah's Fusion. 1, 7, 5, and 6.
1, 7, 5, 6 into fourth. Race 5 will get the quaddy underway at 8:48. Now, there's no scratchings here. Everyone to go around.
Really competitive, free-for-all. You could make a case for four or five runners. Ongoing with 7, Rich Tom. He's a brilliant beginner. He's ideally drawn wider out on the track. He'll be burning in the early stages. He might just get the fly around the first turn of the lead and pinch it rolling along in front. To beat number one, Holmes, who loves racing at Whitworth, loves racing at Richmond. Ideally drawn on the inside as well, where he'll punch out and have a dip for the lead. Then number five, however, Humble. He's the class runner. He's been racing in much, much tougher company at Wentworth Park. He is dropping in class, but he's dropping back in distance as well. But he's got that early pace to offset that. And then throw in number two, Cravings. 7, 1, 5, and 2.
7, 1, 5, and 2 there in race 5. Still this hold-up New Zealand. Over to race 6, hashtag Richmond Grey Stakes. And the scratchings are 3, What a Star, and 10, Finding Mo.
Number 9, Techno on top here. Gains a run from the 3 alley. He's a lightly raced greyhound on an upward trend. He's failed in both runs at Wentworth Park. Well, he's finished midfield in both runs at the track, but he can improve on that. He's got the early dash to drive up here and have a look for the lead around the first turn. If he can get to the top, he'll run a huge race. Number 9, Techno. Over number 1, Metal Magic, who's dropping sharply in grade on recent runs at Wentworth Park. He's got a pretty good record at Richmond, and from that inside alley, he's drawn to run a mighty race. Then number 2, Just a Grant, and throw in number 4, Caruso League side for the wider multiples. 9, 1, 2, and 4.
9, 1, 2, 4, race 6. Over to race number 7, and scratchings here are 6, Euro Gun, as well as 10, Lowry Girl.
Number 7, Struggle Street, is racing really, really well at the moment. He's unbeaten in 2 runs at the track and trip. Not that badly drawn wider out of the 7 alley. He'll be looking to cut across and cut and run at the first turn, either lead or sit behind a couple of the other pacey runners, and he'll knuckle down at the end. 7 on top to beat number 8, the Kennel Mate, Tranquil Blossom, who was good winning at her most recent run of the track. She goes well at Richmond. She'll be really strong through the line. Then number 4, Skybook, has got the ability to figure. And then throw in number 2, Winston Sniper, who'll be strong over the latter part of the race. 7, 8, 4, and 2.
7, 8, 4, 2, seven. Race 8 is three fancy at start. It'll wind up according to 10 to 10 reserves out.
Yeah. And the structure at Gosford, which offers you actually less than this, and because the first race is 20 past 3 and the sun's already coming in like this,
hand well educated at the track when he was a young greyhound, reading by an article earlier today. So I've got no doubt with him debuting officially at the track. He's got a big, big engine. He just needs clear galloping room, and he'll whistle in the early and middle stages. To beat number 2, Tell the World, who's the value in the race. She loves racing at Richmond. She's drawn to drive up and have a look for the lead. Then number 5, Nadal. Well, he's been a bit of a costly conveyance in recent times, but he's got a huge engine, and he returns to his favourite track at Richmond, where he's got a great record. And then number 1, Zipping Vixen, for the wider multiples. 6, 2, 5, and 1.
6, 2, 5, and 1, race 8. Race number 9 over the 400, with the scratchings of 3 Murniong Socks and 5 Istanbuli. 9 Glen Stars into box 5 and 10 Teresa's Hawk into box 3.
Mila, number 8, is dropping sharply in grade on recent runs at Wentworth Park. He's coming back in trip here to the 400 metres, but that isn't a major worry because he's a real speed greyhound. He's got the box matters and pace to rush around the outside, get the fly through the first corner and dash away down the back straight. Number 8, Mila on top. To beat number 1, Nervous Energy, who's got a tremendous record at Wentworth, at Richmond, has finished in the money in 13 of his 18 runs, and he's got the gun alley here, the one alley to drive up and settle right on the pace. Throw in seven, the veteran sweet runner, racing really well despite her age. And then number nine, Glenstar. 8, 1, 7, and 9 in race 9.
8, 1, 7, 9. They're moving up again, New Zealand. And race 10, the last, Tim, take out 6, Cahale Diva, and 10, Sooty Oak.
Pretty tough race to close out the year, Simon. I'm going with 5, My Little Mate. She's a brilliant beginner. She's got the early pace to overcome that tricky alley. And if she can cross over here and take control, she can pinch it rolling along in the lead. To beat number 1, Miss Abby Vale, who is a last start winner at Gosford, but dropping back in trip here, but has got the pace to overcome it. Then number 2, Rocky Raymond, and throw in number 8, Shark Fan. 5, 1, 2, and 8 to close out the meeting.
So 5, 1, 2, 8, and just recapping your best.
I think race 4, number 1, DDK, is drawn to win around the even money mark. And I think one at a little bit of value, race 5, Greyhound 7, Rich Tom, around the $3.50 to $4 mark. I think both of those greyhounds will go very close.
Good on you, Tim. All the best for the new year.
Thanks, Simon. Same to you and all of our listeners.
They're set now, Tekapua.
1480, Beware off the outside was clearly the last away. Kotakanui out fast along with Victoria's Secret and also up there to Dream Dancer. Pushing through also is Tuku to be nice and handy in front of La Bella Rosa. A length away, Sylvester on the improve from back on the inside is Rastellion and to its outside is Danny Whizbang. A length away then is Scuffle from Bear Grylls. Back in the field now is on the inside, Kai Walker. To its outside, yeah. 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 Taking closer order now is
a very good morning. Nice to have your company on Sky Thoroughbred Central on this New Year's Eve. Saturday racing coming to us from Canterbury Park. A beautiful day. It is a little bit gusty in terms of the wind at the moment. The rail is in the true position. We've got a penetrometer at 4.91, so the rail true. The last meeting here was 15 days ago. The last meeting was out to 6 metres. That was 4.5 weeks ago. So looking forward to this program. We've got the Canterbury Classic. It is a listed race carrying $150,000 in prize money. A very intriguing 2-year-old and indeed 3-year-old race coming up, and another edition of the Highway Handicap. We'll be looking forward to that. We'll get into the preview very shortly. Around the country, a big day up there in Brisbane. Bernadette Cooper will be trackside, Chantel Buckley on the pony, and they've got a number of highlights up there today, including the Bow Road, the Bruce McLaughlin. We've got the buffering quality, the Burnborough, so plenty coming up, and also the shootout quality in the Valvalon. All right, here at Canterbury Park. So a nice day, the final day of 2016, and it is no party without punch. We'll come to Munsey in a moment, but my chance to say welcome back and happy new year almost to Ron Duffy. Welcome back.
Yeah, g'day, Gav. Thanks. It's an interesting program here at Canterbury Park. I think this meeting can feed into the Magic Millions Day, so it can be a little bit tricky, like looking at these horses in the yard, you know, how forward they are for this meeting. The horses resuming and second up, because their main target, a lot of horses here today, will be on Magic Millions Day. So an interesting day. As a rule.